through a case study that illustrates the importance of predation, generally, and corallivory, specifically, at structuring a coral reef community. This case study is about the crown of thorns starfish, Acanthaster planky. This echinoderm is a voracious corallivore that since the 1950s has experienced periodic population explosions in the Indo-Pacific region. Healthy coral reefs are resilient to these outbreaks and easily recover as the COTS population, COTS as they're called, crown of thorns population, falls back to normal levels. Areas of reef recovering from recent COTS outbreaks represent just another type of complexity in the coral reef ecosystem. However, these population explosions have been occurring with increasing frequency over the last few decades. Because the COTS predates on coral, it can decimate entire reef communities during its outbreaks. The starfish's natural predator is a large mollusk called the triton. It's like a snail shown in the lower right, but it's been over-harvested by local people for its shell. Therefore, crown of thorns populations are no longer being culled by their natural predator, exacerbating the damaging effect of the starfish on the corals. At the same time, many people in the Indo-Pacific region practice blast fishing, which is using dynamite to kill fish that they then harvest. Blast fishing causes extensive damage to coral and prevents its recovery in areas that have already been damaged by the crown of thorns starfish. To make matters worse, overfishing has resulted in unchecked seaweed taking over the reef. Fewer fish also means that fewer starfish larvae are eaten. To compound all of these problems, the larvae of Acanthaster planky are surviving better than ever because fertilizer runoff has caused algae blooms, and algae is what the COTS larvae feed on. Much like the situation on Caribbean reefs that I described in the previous slides, this is a situation where multiple stressors are acting simultaneously to cause rapid and profound decline of coral reefs, partially because of human action.